Rays hosting the Jays in St. Petersburg. Tom Kohler making his first start for Toronto. Alex Cobb making his first start off the DL for Tampa Bay. Pick it up in the second. Kohler in some trouble.
And a liner into left field. That's going to be caught. Pierce makes the grab. A tag at third, and Dickerson trots home with the first run of the game.
Drill towards center. Back at it is Kiermaier, still running, reaches out and makes the catch. It tumbles on the warning track. And welcome back, Kevin Kiermaier, with a spectacular play in right center to keep the Blue Jays off the board. There's two gone.
And a liner, that ball is fair. Barney's on his way to the plate. He is safe.
They're going to probably have a look at that, I'm sure.
It is a foul ball.
3-2. And a fly ball into center. Kiermaier on the run. Can he get there? Yes, he got there. Fly ball center field. And that one is out of here. And the Rays get an additional run.
The Rays hang on for the 2-0 win in his first game off the DL. Cobb didn't allow a run, but threw 94 pitches and 4 1/3 innings for the no decision. Overall, the Rays weren't good on offense. They struck out 14 times, but did enough to win. And after the game, Kevin Cash summed it up.
Really good performance by all of our pitchers. I thought Alex did a good job of competing. He felt good, which was most important. Pitch count got driven up in the first inning, and you know, we hate to give a number on anything, but we're trying to manage his workload given that he had 18, 19 days off, whatever it was. But the bullpen came in and stepped up in a huge way. I was really impressed with Steve Cishek, the way he kept his composure on the mound in that situation. From our vantage point, it looked as if he had struck out Donaldson on a check swing. And then, you go through a whole range of emotions with Donaldson hitting the ball down the line. You see it's foul. You see it's fair. However it goes, I mean, that's you got to really be able to lock it in to find a way to come through and get the big out with smoke. And obviously, KK's part that inning was pretty special, too. So, Corey did for the separator there to get us an extra insurance run was nice.
How would you best characterize that fifth inning, specifically talking about Kevin Kiermaier and the two catches he made?
Well, I mean, look, nothing KK does defensively really surprises us. We've seen it for multiple years now. The ball that he ran down in the gap, from my view, I was pretty confident he was going to catch it. The ball that Smoke hit, I knew where he was positioned, where he was starting from. There are not many people in baseball that get to that ball and make a play on it.
Your bullpen today, in what ways, the way they pitched their lockdown innings, in what ways does it align with your expectations for the group?
Well, the expectations is, you know, I think the front office went and did some good things in adding guys to help out the bullpen. And they've done that, and now they've proven to everybody that if we can get them a lead, more times than not, we're gonna find a way to be successful with that group down there. And today we asked a lot of them, and there were some different faces and names and different roles, but they still came through in a big way.
After the off day, you said the goal is now just to go out there, win some series. You did just that. In what ways can this help the team as you get ready for this 10-day road trip?
Well, it's a challenging trip. I mean, we're going to go play St. Louis, who's got a very good team. We got not getting too far ahead than Kansas City, who's right in the thick of things above us. So it always helps when you're getting on a plane after a series win. I like the fact that we played pretty good baseball on this trip. Yesterday's loss stunk, but we came back and made it a ball game, and we're right there till the end. So hopefully the guys, I know they're feeling pretty good about how we feel like we're turning a corner here. We still got to go find ways to win series and games. But you got to start somewhere, and this is a start.
You had asked, in years past, looking for guys out of the bullpen to get more than three outs, and then today you get five from Boxberger, almost six,
yep,
except for that, and then four from Sergio Romo. Is this the sort of bullpen that you'd always envisioned it being?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's tricky to try to manage that bullpen. I mean, it's pretty easy to say out on paper you want three guys that can give you five or six outs, and the other three or four that are one inning guys. It doesn't always work that way. I'm appreciative and impressed with the fact that the guys are not that they're willing to go out there for the second inning, but they're going out there and they're getting big outs and they're being very efficient while they're doing it. Box and Sergio definitely showed that today.
Any update on Brad Miller?
I sore, obviously. I mean, it got him in a spot. I feel pretty good that he's going to be okay, but it got him in a spot where it kind of locked him up a little bit, and it gave him that dead arm feel. And, you know, I think, you know, him being a left-hander here, it got him on the right arm where it affects his throwing. And even on that one at-bat where he flew out to left, you could tell that he was favoring a little bit. But get some treatment on him and see how he comes in tomorrow.
What were your thoughts on Cobb's start today?
I thought he threw the ball well. But the most important thing was we needed him to feel good. And you know, the toe was a non-factor, no issue. So that's good. I talked to him afterwards. You know, Alex he's been so efficient throughout the course of this year. I know the pitch count got up, but the pitch count got driven up because of the big first inning. But I thought he did a nice job. Man, it's tough not to think that when you go four innings, five innings, seven innings, and you don't give up any runs, you're doing something right.
Kiermaier once again showing that his value goes well beyond what he does at the dish, and he also spoke after the game.
It was huge. You know, we're battling right against those guys. You know, for a playoff spot and for us to pull out a huge 1-0 victory, it's awesome. Our pitchers have been doing a phenomenal job lately. And, you know, if they keep doing that and our offense takes care of itself, we can be very dangerous down the stretch. But 1-0 game, these are games that, you know, we have to win. And, you know, fortunately for us, we are on the winning side of it. But great win. It's going to be a happy flight. So happy flight, happy life.
In the fifth inning, not once but twice, you made two outstanding catches. By the looks of it, it seemed like you had them all the way, but what did it seem like to you?
Man, it felt good. You know, Steve Pierce, that's my boy, but he came up to me the other day and said he was testing me a couple games ago. So that, you know, stuff like that motivates me. And for me to make that catch arm right there and save a couple runs was awesome. And then, you know, the one smoke hit, I got a bad read on it. And was able to cover enough ground to come in and make another diving catch. But if I would have got a better read, it wouldn't have been that spicy, I guess you could say. But I'm just happy made both catches. And like I said, our pitchers, you know, shutting those guys out, it's really tough to do. And huge win for us.
You bring up your pitchers, the job this Rays bullpen did. What can you say about the way they were able to help the team and lock down significant winnings to help the team get the W today?
They've been huge for us. Whether it's the long guy, late inning guys, Colome closing it out, they've been huge for us. We just like to have a lead for them as much as we can, let them guys shut it down. You know, obviously we haven't been doing that as much as we want lately, but like I said, you know, all that's behind us. We're going to start rolling from here, have a great 10-game road trip, and hopefully be seeing, you know, plenty of the closers in or late relievers late in the game with us having a lead.
Up next, the Rays are in St. Louis on Friday. Jake Odorizzi gets the start against Michael Wacha.